Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. One of Foreigner's best right there. We got some urgent business to go to conduct here with you today. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Jim Ballard. And if you go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can find the body of work that Jim has deposited with us as a great member of our brain trust now for more than 12 years. And I don't know what we'd do without him. And folks, the things that Jim has taught us that are right there on his suite on our site will really help you. He's never said a word to us that wasn't evergreen. His words are wisdom, so I encourage you to check it out. And while you're at my site, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Jim, thanks again for hanging out with us. You want to give us a website and tell us how we can find your books?
Well, sure. The books are in stores. If you can ask for them, they're not so much these days out there, but the website is evokes the power of story, because it's about the myth of the hero.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll give that.
All right. The thing, folks, we've known Jim. We knew Jim when he was James. His first book was James, and now he goes by Jim most of the time. Hey, Jim, you were telling us about story, and you were telling us about the power of story, and we're all ears here. You promised to help us understand how to use story with all of our stakeholders, say, including our employees.
That's it. I think we can invoke that story mind, that way of listening in folks when they want to know more of your story in the way we do business. So we can do it in many ways, but I'll just mention two: with our people and with our customers. So with our employees, there's several ways to use the power of story. One is we're always giving directions. And when we give examples of how to do it right, that's using story. We can share anecdotes that show not only how it's done, but the benefits of doing it that way. So you go back to story when you are careful to show people why, not only how, but why you want things done. And another way that you use the story power is in recognizing people for doing good work. You know, you can say, you know, I saw Carla doing so-and-so that made the customer so pleased. And you can recognize people in meetings that way. Sometimes you might have a chance to get your people to tell you their own story. And a really good way that I've used to do this is to ask someone very sincerely in an informal moment, what's your dream? I've done this countless times, even with total strangers such as wait persons or cab drivers, and never once has anyone turned me down. People love to, you know, there's a little blink and their eyes go up and around and then they tell you.
Hey, Jim, if somebody's saying, I'm not much of a storyteller, would it be reasonable to say, okay, if you find yourself talking about a lot of things and facts and figures, that's not telling a story, but if you can find a way to talk about people, ideas, feelings, things like that, and behavior and actions, the kind of things that human beings do, not so much what they use. Would that be a good way to help people get into a story?
I'm glad you brought that up, because there is that sense of well, I'm not much of a storyteller. But then you go home and with the family, you're saying what happened today, or you're talking with somebody about, hey, did you hear about this? And then you're into storytelling. So it's a very common natural thing for us to do. So you're right. You're right. You go back to the human side. For instance, when you're presenting in a meeting or giving a speech, storytelling captures the audience's attention like nothing else. And like you said, instead of starting a meeting with a let's go over the facts approach, just say, you know, to begin with, I'd like to tell you about so-and-so. And right away, you got their attention. I was going to say how to do it with customers.
All right.
You can work the power story into your company website, into your ads, like you were saying, you know. Instead of just giving the features and benefits and even the values, you say, I used a little example there when we were doing the demonstration, you know, back when we opened our doors.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go back to successes or examples, like what really sticks out in the way of your relationship with customers that you could tell people about. You can put that on your LinkedIn and your Facebook presentations and even your tweets, because if you start telling the tale of one of your successes, then readers will come to the place where it says read more and they'll click on it.
Yeah.
So I think what I really want to do is to encourage people to think about this way we have of listening to a narrative and to work that into the way they do business. Because when you find out how to do it, it will be natural for you and it will be natural for your business.
And there's never been a time, probably in 3,000 years, when telling a story about yourself, about your company, about your people will have as big of an impact and have as receptive on audiences right now. Jim Ballard, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.